Welcome to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is a podcast version of the regular monthly article, The First Time, written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott-Jones. The First Time is a series of articles designed to explore issues that are common but challenging for people new to general practice, and to refresh ideas in time-worn, creaky galoots like me. This time, I'm going to be talking about meeting the kangaroo, the jellyfish, the ostrich and the rhinoceros, and how to help them become the dolphin or the St. Bernard. Janet Treasure's a psychologist who works with patients with eating disorders at the Maudsley Clinic, the website eatingresearch.com. She has developed animal-based analogies which can be helpful in giving insight to caregivers who are faced with many difficult problems people that they live with. We all can recall the wife of the alcoholic who still buys 5 bottles of whiskey at a weekly shop, although she knows what he's like. Or the frustrated son who's stormed out of the house having smashed his fist through the door because dad is off on one of his rampages again. Caregivers and family members who understand how they are reacting can consciously try to develop new and perhaps more helpful strategies. Try talking to them about the kangaroo, the rhinoceros, the ostrich and the jellyfish. Caregivers who are showing too much emotion and exercising too much control can be thought of as behaving a bit like the kangaroo. The kangaroo nurtures its young in a soft pouch, always close to itself. Carers like this protect to the point of taking over everything in the other person's life. They accommodate all possible demands to avoid the patient having to face any difficulty. The kangaroo approach results in a patient being unable to face up to challenges themselves. They're trapped and dependent on the caregiver, who feels more frustrated because they too cannot escape. Caregivers who approach things like the rhinoceros show too little warm emotion and too much control and logic. The rhinoceros charges at a problem expecting it to back down. Argument and confrontation are used to try and persuade the patient to change. The problem is that even if the patient does make change, it's unlikely to be sustained, because the motivation to do so has not come from within. It's far more likely that the charging rhinoceros will be met with a defensive counterattack or a meek but temporary capitulation, which will leave the rhinoceros caregiver feeling guilty. The ostrich. An ostrich caregiver shows too little emotion and too little control. The ostrich feels it's better to avoid challenging and confronting things, and sometimes it's better to avoid even thinking about an issue because it's too distressing. The downside for the patient may be that they don't get to hear from the caregiver what problems they're causing, and, even more concerning, avoiding confronting an issue can be interpreted by the patient as meaning that they are unloved and uncared for, which can make them feel even worse. The jellyfish. Jellyfish caregivers show too much emotion and too little control. The jellyfish caregiver has an overwhelming emotional response to dealing with the patient's issues and rapidly becomes unhelpful. They may keep bursting into tears. The caregiver may find it hard to sleep, feel cut off from others, and become distressed and depressed themselves. This makes the caregiver much less able to help the patient, and can make the patient feel bad that they're causing so much distress. The patient may want to protect the jellyfish caregiver by keeping quiet about the problems, but problems certainly won't go away. So what can we do? The dysfunctional approach to a problem can vacillate between these types. It tends to be driven more in one direction by personality and the coping mechanisms caregivers were taught in their own upbringing. Our job as a health professional is to help people become more like the dolphin or the St. Bernard. The dolphin approach is to show just enough caring and control. The dolphin provides gentle nudges in the right direction. The patient is all at sea, and their problem behaviour is the set of water wings which they feel they need to stay afloat. They need to feel supported and safely directed into clear waters. The caregiver sometimes just swimming ahead, modelling a healthy lifestyle, swimming beside, encouraging, or just part of the pod of other dolphin caregivers around, quietly helping the patient feel safe enough to swim without the puffy arm donuts. The St. Bernard caregiver shows just enough compassion and consistency. The St. Bernard approaches everything with calm, warm compassion. This caregiver responds consistently to need, with kindness, gentleness, and reliability. They can be depended upon and remain calm in the face of the most dangerous situations. St. Bernard caregivers accept and process the pain and suffering they see and develop reserves of gentleness and love that provide a safe haven for change to occur. They also bring brandy in a flask around their neck, but every analogy has its downside and you can take things a little bit too far. But really, if this is the first thing that goes through your head, I'm not sure why I bother. As always, first you save yourself. Recognize your own jellyfish, ostrich, rhinoceros, and kangaroo responses. Acknowledge them and consider how you can adapt your approach to be more a dolphin or St. Bernard for your patients. Just don't drink the brandy all in one sitting. So, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Remember to look out for more on iTunes, have a look at the New Zealand Doctor website, and subscribe to the paper at nzdoctor.co.nz. And follow me on Twitter at ApodikiGP. Thank you.